Hey, this is a dictation for patient Jonathan for us. J like Japan, O N, A, T like Tom, H like Harry, A N, Jonathan Forrest, F O R E S T, date of birth 7/3/1991, date of service is 2/5/2026. Date of accident is 9/18/2025. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back to the tune of 8 and 9, radiation of pain to the left leg constantly, and pain in the forearm bilaterally. And headaches. The patient attributes all of the symptoms to the presence of an accident, being involved in an accident on 9/18/2025 as a restrained driver. He was driving a Grand Wagoneer company car near I-96 freeway and Schoener, S-C-H-O-E-N-N-H-E-R. Patient informed that he was stopped at the red light while a semi-truck was turning left, and his trailer clipped his passenger side and rear-ended. The patient reported that the accident happened at 5 to 10 miles an hour. He was wearing seat belts. Airbag did not deploy. There was loss of consciousness for a few minutes. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance did not come to the scene. The damage was to the back of the car and passenger side of the vehicle. He was driving a Grand Wagoneer, which is a SUV. Inside the vehicle, everything was intact, headrest, seatbelt, steering wheel, dashboard were all okay. The windshield was also okay. But the car was totaled for various other damages that are not available to dictate. Regarding the injury, special report, at the time of impact, he hit his head into the windshield and the neck whiplash happened. He had a bruise on both forearms while he was bracing for the steering wheel. There was no fracture, bleeding, or laceration. He went to the emergency room, Sterling Heights. He was referred to Dr. Maggie, MCGEE, next day. He was provided IVs and medications, but no X-rays or CT scan or MRI. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting headaches, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are coming every other day, and they last 3 to 4 hours each day. They are severe, moderate to severe, and they are occupying the front, back, right temple of the head, sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise, and associated with nausea initially, but not now. Patient further reports symptoms of TBI as follows. He is suffering from dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, confusion, lack of focus, nightmares, blurred vision, spots in the vision. Patient also reports weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, and tingling of the both forearms and the left leg posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion. Difficulty walking is reported, and sitting and standing is okay, but walk is painful after a block. He doesn't report any anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance, saddle anesthesia. He doesn't report any incontinence of the urine bowel. Prior to this, he was involved in a boat accident on June 24th. And he had an MRI at the Premier 19 Mile and Hayes, Clinton Township. He was seeing a physician in that area. And now he thinks it is too far away for him to conduct carry on. These pains are continuous several times a day. Please review the records for the characters of the pain. And system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment, and legal case with Mike Morris, as well as the ADL. Regarding the past treatment, so far patient has had a chiropractic treatment 3 times per week since the accident. Physical therapy, he has had 60 visits almost, and he is 20% better. He thinks he needs more physical therapy. His physician was Dr. Matthew McGee, M-A-T-H-E-W-M-C-G-E-E. Only 4 visits for pain medications. MRI was done at Premier MRI Novi. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 141 over 111, pulse is 91, pulse ox is 100. Height is 6'1", weight 315 pounds. This is a 34-year-old gentleman, African-American. In the general review, the patient is alert-oriented, cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably, and is obese, morbidly, and hydration is okay. He doesn't appear to be in acute distress of pain or shortness of breath. The patient is not overtly anxious or lethargic. He has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile without using any adaptive device. The patient has all the DMEs provided to him, like back brace, tense unit. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination, which is all normal. Psychological exam, psychiatry examination, all normal. Musculoskeletal exam. Is as follows. Inspection, palpation from the template. Pain tenderness, none. Paravertebral muscle spasm, none, except in the quadratus lumborum and paravertebral muscle from L1 to L5, which is found to be in spasm, 1 plus hypertonicity, no tenderness or trigger points noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. In cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, tension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion 20, bilateral rotation is 20. In maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, in cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test are negative. Reflection test is negative, and Soto heart test is negative. Myelopathy signs are negative. Thoracic spine Roos test, lump test is negative. Lumbar spine straight leg raising test is positive. For the left leg at 30 degrees, right side is 50. While a contralateral leg rest test is also found positive, Dräger test is negative, Kemp test is negative, Babinski sign is negative. SI joint. Left SI joint is found tender. And with positive Faber test, Gonsalan test on the left side. However, the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, this flexion test is negative. Extremities examination is unremarkable. No carpal tunnel, no motor weakness. The extremities are warm to touch, well perfused, no tenderness, speed, edema, contusion, laceration, none of them. Quick test is negative, range of motion is completely normal. Patient is able to walk without any antalgic gait, not using any adaptive devices. No leg length discrepancies noticed. diagnosis. Please review the diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy. At the patient request, the physical therapy continues 3 times per week. For the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine and left SI joint, traction massage, echotherapy, gait training, home exercise, chiropractic massage is ordered. Patient is ordered a disability for work, housework replacement, and transportation. Physical therapy is done non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications. Patients provided with the following medications, which are Effifax 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory, Tramadol 50 mg PRN for pain, Medigesic for headaches, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Allerville 50 mg at night for sleep and GD disorder. Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep, Lyrica 50 mg at night, Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Interventional pain procedures are going to be considered once the MRIs are received. I have X-ray report for elbow that is from previous accident, which was normal, and neck, head, and, the lumbar spine. So some facet arthritis, L3-4 to L5-S1, and all is normal, while thoracic spine is normal. And a new MRI is being ordered for the cervical spine and the lumbar spine. Since the accident, patient states that he has had no MRIs. Interventional pain procedure, none for now. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, none. Attended care and caseworker, none. Past medical records are being ordered released as reported by the patient. Investigations, as I dictated, an MRI of cervical spine and a lumbar spine is ordered. DMEs. The patient is advised to continue using his DMEs that he has received. Education is yes, and disability is already discussed. Patient will be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.